This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The Mark Reardon Show.
The man's got guts. He's got oranges the size of beach balls.
I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
It's the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. You know, technology is an awesome thing, isn't it, Sue? You just gotta love it, especially when it works, which for me at the moment, it's, you know, I'm trying to get it to work. What a crazy day that is going on. Donald Trump is just bound and determined to just set the world on its ass. That's just all there is to it. He came out with these announcements today that he started putting out there, and I think in the beginning, everybody was kind of like, yeah, all right, that makes sense. I saw that coming. And then he's wrapping up the day by going, hold my beer. Just, you know, let me show you how this stuff's going to work, you know. He's got Tulsi Gabbard that's in as the DNI. And
What's DNI?
Director of National Intelligence.
Okay.
So she's doing that.
That's good. She's smart.
She is smart. It's one of those appointments, I think, that he's doing, and Annie and those folks were talking about it earlier, that it's going to get some pushback from some folks. Some Republicans, for sure, are going to be ticked off about that, because it wasn't that long ago Tulsi was a Democrat, right?
Yeah.
So, and then she was independent, and then about, what, 2 months ago, she became a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's going to be in the cabinet. So you've got that going on, and I'm like, I don't have a problem with her.
I really don't. I don't have any kind of problem with her.
I don't have an issue with her. Some people will, but some people have an issue with Sunshine. So, you know, it's just going to be the way it is. But then it's like, okay, Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. A, I didn't even know Matt Gaetz was an attorney.
I don't know who he is. You're going to have to fill me in.
So Matt Gaetz is the guy who basically cost us our last Speaker of the House.
Oh.
Matt is the guy who likes to say, I'm going to set this thing on fire and watch it burn.
Okay, yeah.
There's the guy right behind you. You can turn around and look at him there on TV or right here on TV. So he's the guy who was under investigation for liking younger ladies, shall we say.
Hmm.
And so the House was looking at him for that. He's a guy who has a tendency to put the rest of the House on one side and him and a few others on the other. He's a Freedom Caucus guy, and he and Trump evidently have a very good relationship. But I didn't even know he was Attorney General. Eric Schmidt at one point was being talked about as somebody to be Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
And then our own Andrew Bailey was being talked about.
I saw that his name was in there.
Yeah, so he was a guy who was in the fray and saying, hey, he could be the guy, which, to be honest with you, it would be great for Bailey to be the attorney general. And I would be happy for him. I would be disappointed for Missouri, but I would be happy for him to have that slot. I did not want Eric Schmidt to be attorney general, though, personally.
Yeah, he's great in where he is.
I want him in the Senate, and I want him in the Senate for a long time. The only problem for a guy like Schmidt, the only problem with him being attorney general to me is you got 4 years, man, and then you're done.
Yeah.
Right. He's going to be senator for four more years. He's not even up until 28. So he got elected in 22. You got a 6-year term. He's not even going to be up for re-election until 28. So he doesn't really have anything to gain from that standpoint. And then in 4 years, what are you going to do? I would really prefer for him to be in the Senate for a while because I think he's really good. I think he's really smart. And I think he can do a lot of great things for the state of Missouri and for the country itself. So I really didn't want him to go away and go do that. But he took his name out of contention, which I was very, very thankful for. Again, could be good for him, but long term, I think he has a longer career staying as senator. It just seems like all day long, Trump's cabinet has been here comes another, here comes another, here comes another. So what did you think about the whole Elon Musk and Ramaswamy being the guys who are going to go find efficiencies in the government?
I think it's great.
I'm curious to see what that looks like. He said that he's giving them until July of 26 to get it done. Which it is an interesting time frame. But you got two guys who are not D.C. guys.
Which is the whole point, I think.
I get it.
But they're also smarter than everybody in this room and possibly this building.
I get
you
it.
You know?
And they're, I mean, two really smart business guys. Elon Musk is a guy who is definitely a think outside of the box guy. I don't even think the box is in the room when he thinks.
Right.
He is so far outside of it, right? So he, I think, is going to be amazing. I'm just curious about taking two guys who are not D.C. guys and making them in charge of cutting the D.C. budget. I'm wondering what's going to be the learning curve for them to figure out how the D.C. thing works. I was just talking to Tricia earlier about, you know, the system is the system. And you can hate the system and say the system is bad. And I don't disagree with you, but the system is the system. And if you don't know how the system works, it's going to be really hard to navigate it.
Well, think about it this way. Trump has done this once before, and he knows how things work and how difficult it can be when you don't.
Yes.
So I have to assume that this time, and this time he has said multiple times, I am going to take my time and pick what I really think now that I semi-know what I'm doing.
Yep.
So I have faith in that, and I think that partly he's picking these two because they are on the outside, but also billionaires and brilliant. And I think he's interested in what they can come up with, and he's not saying, you've got forever. Here's the end date. Let's see what you could do.
I was talking to somebody last night about his cabinet that he started with in 2016. And he said when he got elected in 2016, I am going to give you a cabinet that will knock your socks off. It is going to be a rock star cabinet. And he did. He put together a cabinet of who's who people. The problem I think he ran into was he put together a cabinet of peers. He had an awful lot of people, like the head of ExxonMobil, who he makes as the Secretary of State.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And while I think that part is great, if you have a lot of people who are used to being in charge, they're not necessarily good Indians. They're really good chiefs. And his first cabinet, I think, that he put together, he had an awful lot of chiefs, but not a lot of Indians. And I think what he's doing right now is he is putting together an awful lot of Indians who understand who the chief is.
And yeah, that's a fair statement.
I don't think he's going to get the pushback that he's gotten before. I mean, Susie Wiles, I think, has been with him since 2016. Great chief of staff.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think also what he said was, I listened to a lot of long-form podcasts. And part of what he said originally when he first got into office was he was listening to people who said, well, here's who you want, here's how you do it.
Right.
And this time, he said, I learned.
Yep.
And this time, I am going to do it the way I see fit, and I know how it works, so let's go.
I mean, he talked about the fact of the thing I learned last time was I didn't know D.C.,
yeah,
and D.C. really has a learning curve. Mm-hmm. If you don't know it, you can easily get eaten by the machine. And I think in some cases he did, from the fact that they were able to keep him spinning on some areas where he didn't have a chance to do everything he wanted to do. I mean, when he talked about drain the swamp, I think what he was thinking was more of those Washington insiders. And I think what he figured out after he lost the election in 2020 was the bureaucrats are the ones I need to get rid of.
Well, yeah. The threat from within.
Yeah, those
are the ones. The corruption from within.
So when the Democrats talk about how Trump is going to line up the military and bring them to you and you are the threat from within. No, he's talking about the people who are entrenched in all of this stuff.
Right.
That are the faceless bureaucrats that you don't know who actually run the majority of the government agencies. And they're the ones that you're going to have to get out of there. And they're so entrenched with this. Shannon was asking what happened to Will Scharf. That's a good question. I mean, Will Scharf was running for attorney general in Missouri, but I had heard that Trump didn't want him to win attorney general in Missouri because he really wanted him on his team in D.C. So who knows, Shannon? There may be a place for Scharf in D.C. on Trump's team. It's just not going to be attorney general, obviously, because he put Gates there. So Susie Wiles is chief of staff. Elise Stefanik is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Michael Waltz is the national security advisor. Tom Holman is the border czar, which we knew about. I didn't see this one earlier. Mike Huckabee is the ambassador to Israel.
Huh.
So we're going to put the Baptist minister is going to be the ambassador to Israel. I like Mike Huckabee. And it's good that Huckabee has been out there hawking all kinds of Trump stuff for a very long time. So it's good that he gets paid back. Environmental Protection Agency, which if there is an agency that needs to be gutted, that is the agency. The EPA, definitely.
Lee and the Zeldin, FDA.
Yeah. Lee Zeldin from New York is going to do that. Middle East envoy, Stephen Witkoff, White House counsel, William McGinley, John Ratcliffe is in as the CIA director. I believe he was the DNI in the former Trump administration. Then you've got Elon and Ramaswamy, who are doing this Department of Government Efficiency, which, by the way, is a completely made up office that he just created. And they're really, I think, going to focus as consultants for the president, and they're going to be advisors, and they're going to go in and do this stuff. Pete Hegseth, as Secretary of Defense, floored me.
But I don't know who that is.
So he's a Fox and Friends guy. He's on Fox and Friends on the weekend, and he does a lot of shows on Fox Nation. So he's I believe he's a lieutenant colonel. He may be a major in the military. He is a guy who has been very critical of the Pentagon, and now he's going to be the guy in charge. And it just goes to show you, people in media can have other jobs, which excites me, Sue. That means,
I get it.
An opportunity, right? You can end up there. Kristi Noem from South Dakota is the Homeland Security Secretary. That one kind of surprised me, to be honest with you, especially after her whole I shot my dog type thing in her book. I really thought she was done.
And she put herself in all of those commercials.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
It was interesting.
I mean, she generally is thought of as
I don't know.
The super hot governor.
Yeah.
I
think she likes that.
Oh, I think she likes that a lot. I'm completely with you on that. But it's kind of amazing of just kind of scrolling through all those and seeing who's going to be who. With Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, obviously being in there, and then having Matt Gaetz come in as Attorney General. Some things you didn't see, some things that I'm curious to see where that's going to go. Stephen Miller is back in as the deputy chief of staff for policy and homeland security advisor. He is a longtime Trump apologist, and he's going to do well. So there is a lot. Trump has been breaking news all day long. They did almost 2 hours with he and Biden today and their chiefs of staff. So it will be interesting to hear what came out of that meeting.
Right.
Because the part of the two of them together, they did like 2 minutes and that was it. Here's get the photo op and then get the out. Right. That was pretty much how that went. And then they sat there and talked. I am sick and tired, by the way, of KJP and her
please.
Thing of there will be a peaceful transfer of
it's
power.
It's so annoying.
Hey, you know what happened January 20th of 2021? Do you know what happened that day?
A peaceful transfer of power.
Exactly. It's exactly what happened. Trump didn't bring in the military. Nobody got raided. Nothing crazy happened. He transferred over. January 6th? Yeah, that was an S storm. But by the time that was over, when we got to the 21st and we were doing that, everything was all good. We get to January 20th of 21 and everything went in a peaceful transfer of power. I am so glad she's going to be gone.
Me too.
And I am just waiting to find out who is going to be the new White House spokesperson. I wonder if Kayleigh McEnany is coming back.
I heard the name bandied about.
I could see that.
I know. I don't know.
It would be great to have her. So lots going on in national politics. There is a lot going on in state politics, by the way. And Scott Faughn is a guy who probably knows what's going on in Jeff City better than anybody that I know. So we are going to talk to Scott on the other side of the break. Find out a little bit about what's going on in Missouri politics, because after all, he is the host of This Week in Missouri Politics. So we will talk to him about what's going on. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. By the way, Mark will be back tomorrow and on the roundtable on Friday, Jane Duker, Jeff Rainford, and Gene Evans. So that will be a good one. In the meantime, we're here holding down the fort on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.